The Blaise says in Shabbos and Daf Mem Dalav, Shimon Omer Chutzman Aner Hadolik B'Shabbos Kofse Mutal L'Taltla. So you see that the Mosa Hashem of the Ner, Reb Shimon is Mata after it goes out. Because after the Gemara Mitzvah, there's no Isa Muksa anymore, according to Reb Shimon. Now, the Gemara says that Reb Shimon agrees, the Gemara says, the Mod Reb Shimon be Muksa L'Mitzvaso, the Noi Sukkah. And we see that because Reb Shimon is Moda B'Sukkah Sachag B'Chag, that is also, and Masra the B'Sukkah Sachag, even if it fell down in the middle of the Chag, it's also till the end of the Chag because it's Huxel Mitzvasa. And the Gemara says there that it's even. The Gemara says, which is clearly one Beit and Daflamid, that even if it's a weak sukkah ru'uah, nonetheless, the sukkah sachag is also till the end of the chag. So why is that different than near Shabbos Shekovah, that it's only this man that is lit, but afterwards it's not? Masha ain't kain, the sukkah, that even if it falls, that it's for the whole chag. So it seems that the Rav said that Ner Shabbos is only muksa the time that it's lit, because there is no mitzvah that should necessarily light the whole Shabbos, and therefore the chatchila daksa is only chal for this man that it's lit. But after it goes out, when the mitzvah is completed, so therefore it's mutter. However, by sukkah, the mitzvah is that it should be stand for the entire sukkahs, and that's the original haksah was for the entire time, and therefore it's chal for the entire chag even after the sukkah falls, and all of that is included in the original haksah. And it seems to be that this is explicit in Rashi, in Shabbos and Daf Mem Hei, this chilek. Rashi says, this is Rashi's Lashon, to hold the huxel mitzvaso, the Shabbos huxel l'chol zman isa t'lei koso, v'lo yosa, the ein mitzvason ele b'shas t'lei koso, u'mishikova ein bo mitzvah, avo b'sukas hachag, mitzvaso kol shiva, v'haksa oso kol zman mitzvaso.